we call it bad, and you sleep in it, but you need that sleep, that rest in the night, not knowing will push you to jump towards knowing and knowledge. That's how it works. Let's talk more about this interaction of the details, because this is something you should understand. The reason we tell you, we do not try to take credit here. We only take responsibility. The negative self, me, positive one, comes from there. Why I'm talking like that? Because first of all, we really understand and believe in co-working. And we understand that everything is happening in we. If this we goes towards something good, each individual goes towards that. This is what it is. We realize that it's not only me. Everything is working together. And I have to love the parts that will complete me to be completed. Because I want to be completed. At the end, I want to improve. But I understand that I cannot improve myself individually, because we are interconnected. That connection that I started to talk about, listen, whatever is happening is interaction. Whatever is happening is interaction between at least two different stuff. And these two different stuff, they need each other, they love each other, they should look for each other. To give up me, to be the real good part of we. Yes?
How each element attracts its congener that has been imprisoned in the human constitution by the non-homogeneous elements.
Yes.
Earth says to the earth of the body, return, take leave of the spirit, come to me like the dust.
Yeah, the bird is calling my physical existence back. It's waiting for me to die. It wants me to die because these little parts belong to earth and it wants to have it back. Yes.
Thou art my congener. Thou art more suited to be with me. 'Tis better that thou shouldst escape from that body and that moisture. It answers, yet, but I am fettered. Although like thee, I am weary of separation. The waters seek the moisture of the body, saying, O moisture, come back to us from exile. The ether is calling the heat of the body, saying, thou art a fire, take the wave to thy origin. There are 2 in 70 diseases in the body caused by the elements pulling without cord. Disease comes to shatter the body so that the elements may abandon each other.
Again, one point could be missed here. First, he started to talk about you. Look at me. The earth is calling the dirt because it's missing the dirt, and my dirt wants to go back to that. The heat comes from ether, and the ether is calling the heat that come back to me. And my heat wants to go back there. Should I count? There is 72. What is 72? Do you know what 72 is? No. 72 is a very special number if you start with 6 and 12 and play with them and so on. Means too much. So whenever in Persian language they wanted to say too much, they will say 72. Somewhere Rumi will say, if I want to explain everything, I need 72, not kilos, man, which is 3 kilos, of paper to write it down. 72 is too much, okay? Here he will say, in the human being, there are 72 72-word disease? Oh, yes. The word he's using, which is elat, one of the meaning is disease. But that's not the main meaning. The main meaning of elat is cause. But cause is the mental disease for us, because we believe only in cause and effect. That's why the inspiration we don't understand. Do you remember? Here he will say, okay, there is 72 kind of sickness or reasoning in the body, which is coming from the attraction of the different stuff without being bonded together. They attract each other. Okay, this elat is coming to tear them apart, because every element wants to be free and go its own path, right? Yes?
Disease comes to shatter the body so that the elements may abandon each other. These elements are four birds with their legs tied together. Death and sickness and disease loosens their legs. When death has released their legs from one another, assuredly every bird element flies away.
Okay, suddenly the elements became like the birds. Why? Do you remember flying for us is the thought and thinking only? Here he would say, okay, these elements of existence, they are like four birds that their feet are bonded together. Do you remember the story? My goodness, there was this guy who heard about a god, and he wanted to reach the god, so he made a chair with four eyes and four birds being attached to it so they could fly and take him up. They took a little bit further, their feathers started to burn, and the guy fell down and all that. He remembers that because he will talk about it later. Here he will say, okay, these birds, when their feet are bonded together, they cannot really be themselves or fly. Each of them wants to open this rope, this bondage. Yes?
The pull between these originals and derivatives continually implants some pain in our bodies.
Means that attraction between all the elements of my body is making problem, because some of them, they want to go away. Do you know that? Maybe you forget that every single moment of your life, some of your cells are falling out. They want to go out of this. They want to gain the independence. Yes.
In order that it may rend these coalitions asunder, and that each part, like a bird, may fly to its home. But divine providence hinders them from this hastening and keeps them together in health till the appointed term.
This is the point, that all the single elements, they want to be independent. Remember, I'm not really talking about this physical stuff. I'm talking about me in humanity. And all the human beings, each of them, they want to have their independence. Something is bothering that attraction or that goal. What is it? Here he says, the wisdom of Haq, Hikmat-e Haq, is stopping them from becoming independent. Okay. When you talk about the physical existence, this is a little bit dramatic, poetic. It's good to say that, okay, God doesn't let these little elements to go each other, their own way, and they are connected to do this and that and that. But at the end of the day, remember, here we are not trying to explain the existence, and we are not trying to be a scientist, a physicist, or a philosopher, or all of that. Remember, here we are talking about We. Do you remember? Right at the beginning, we started to say, when you started to learn this universe, you found your brain, you fell in love with it, and you became the individual. Now is the time to give up that individuality and understand that I'm the part of we. Right? Here, he's exactly pointing towards it. And he will say, look at us. What's happening to us? All the elements they want to divide. All the people I have seen, they look for an individual situation or position. The wisdom of Hap is stopping it and will bring us together. This is why this we happened. Because by talking to each other, yes, we became connected, really. But by understanding the spirit and the kindness in each other, this quality of humanity is happening. This is how it works, yes?
And says, O Park, the term is not certainly known to you. 'Tis useless for you to take wing before the term. Inasmuch as every part of the body seeks support, what must be the state of a soul? A stranger in separation from its home.
I talked about all these attraction and the different states of being to remind you about the attraction that exists in the heart of the fellow that right at the beginning I said, a fellow who understands the distance. The fellow who knows that I'm different from the best I could be. The distance between me and the app. You remember that? Right at the beginning we talked about it. He said, I'm looking for the chest that experiences the pain of distance between me and the lover. Then I could explain what's happening. Here he goes back to that and say, do not forget that. Because the source of this attraction is the main stuff that we are talking about. And I have to continue to talk about this because you should once for all realize that all the attraction belongs to beloved. Therefore, the beloved is pulling us towards a better spiritual condition. It's not my credit. It's his credit. My part is to understand my duty. Why? Because he is trying to pull us together and me is trying to separate us. Individuality, remember that. So, we'll talk about it later, next month, inshallah. And next month, I believe, our first session will not be Thursday, right? Because...
It's not first, but it's the next.
Yeah, the first of the month is Thursday, and we postpone it to...
Eight.
We'll start from the 8th. Okay, then let's talk about the guy in the mosque. Bishmaikun, the Siyan Bangasar, Kinnaraf Gazjabidan on Nikba. Gov, Chun Tarsan, trust in Tabla Aid. Tod Duhul Tarsat Kizah Mura received. Aid Duhul Haye Tuhiye Bihulu. This metan as Aid Janshan Zahmichu. شد قیامت عید و بیدینان دهل ما چو اهل عید خندان همچون گل بشنو اکنون این دهل چون بانگ زد دیگه دولت با چگونه میپزد چون که بشنودان دهل آن مرد دید گفت چون ترسد دلم از طبل عید گفت با خود هم ملرزان دل کزین مرد جان بددلان بیقین وقت آن آمد که ای دروار من ملک گیرم یا بپردازم بدن بر جهید و بانگ برزد که کیا حاضرم اینا اگر مردی